Did you know there's a hidden pocket of nature in Cork City that's home to otters, herons, ducks, trout, bugs and some rare birds? The River Bride in Blackpool is an oasis for wildlife and one local man is on a mission to keep it clean, to educate people of its important role in the town and in the neighbourhood. Chris Moody, a citizen scientist, explores the river on a weekly basis, recording everything he sees. Let's start with the wildlife that called the River Bride home.
So I got myself a camera with a big long zoom lens on it, and I just started documenting what was happening here, and I filmed the dippers, I filmed the kingfishers, I got involved with Cork Nature Network, and we did otter surveys on the Bride starting back in 2016 using trail cameras and surveying for spraint, which is basically otter poop. They marked the same places for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And I'll show you in a little while, I'll show you a little spot that they use. But all along the river, so and then we started using trail cameras because the otters are mostly, along the Bride anyway, are mostly nocturnal in their activities. We'd have trail cameras at certain points along the river, and that was when we really started seeing that the Bride was kind of an otter, super otter corridor. Mm-hmm. So we filmed adults and cubs along the Bride, and when we turned up here, a heron was landing in front of you. Now, herons would be kind of, you'd see them regularly around here. We take them for granted. Dippers, the dippers are considered a bioindicator species. So if you have dippers in rivers, you can be assured that the river is of reasonably good quality. And you'll only find them along river corridors. We have grey wagtails, which are red-listed species. Yeah, so it's a really busy nature otter corridor. And I've always said that it would be a dreadful thing for it would be a massive loss for Blackpool to have this gone, especially when there are other options available. Because flooding is an issue, there's no doubt about that, and has been for many years, not just from the Bride, but also from the Glen. So we can fix it. We can fix it in a way that sorts the flooding out in Blackpool, but also leaves Blackpool Village with this lovely little nature oasis that is, you know, sometimes littered, but it is undoubtedly a nature corridor in every sense of the word.
Unfortunately, there are some people who don't cherish the River Bride as much as Chris does and instead use it as a dumping ground, which is a shame considering how beautiful it really is. Instead, it should be a nature reserve for everyone to enjoy. He does weekly cleanups in the river and finds an alarming amount of rubbish from e-scooters to mobile phones. He's seen it all.
I see all kinds of everything in here. Toys, loads of plastic bottles, nappies, colostomy bags, irons, bags full of food. Vapes are a major problem. I suppose in terms of vapes are, you know, they have a lithium battery in them, which leaks, of course, over time. But I found electric scooters in here as well. So there's lots of nasty stuff, you know, that ends up in rivers. We just treat it so badly, you know. We have, you know, unfortunately, people see it as, you know, out of sight, out of mind. If there's one message I'd like to get through to people, it is not to throw baby wipes and any kind of wipe that's labeled as disposable or biodegradable. Please do not throw them in your toilets. When there is flooding, we have what's called combined sewer overflows, and often sewage is diverted into the river if the infrastructure, the drainage infrastructure, is overwhelmed. And that's why you end up with, and you can see it downstream of here, you can see baby wipes wrapped around bits of tree roots and on the rocks. It's a major problem, and maybe people aren't aware of it, but don't ever flush baby wipes down the toilet. There's littering here now. I don't think that's going to stop. The OPW actually have a report in which the littering is given as a justification for covering it over, which to me is just mental. But anyway.
As opposed to providing possibly public bins.
Yes. No public bins in Blackpool. They're gone now, probably because people were using them. So now the stuff just gets thrown on the ground instead. I don't see the logic of that. So now volunteers have to pick it up. So yeah, give us bins in Blackpool. There's another message.
Chris hopes to keep the River Bride, to educate kids about its importance as a biodiverse green space, and for more people to really enjoy it. However, there are plans in place for the river to be cemented over as part of a flood relief scheme, but Chris Moody has other plans in mind.
I've always believed that there is a better way of dealing with this. I think that covering a river over is a completely old-fashioned idea. The river between Blackpool Village and the Lee is already culverted, so there's over a kilometre of the river, the Glen and the Bride River, underground. And I just don't think it's a modern way of dealing with flooding by just proceeding or carrying on with a plan that started in the 1800s. Upstream storage is the way I look at it.
You know, as you said, it would be a shame to cover it up. What's the census here in Blackpool in response to that by locals?
Well, it's mixed. there are people who have been flooded and they just want it solved. And of course, the OPW have this solution put ahead. So, you know, I think people are probably afraid that if they don't take this, they won't get anything else. But I'm quite sure if people were, you know, other solutions were presented to people that had the same impact, the same benefit for Blackpool without the loss of the river, such as upstream storage, well, then I see that, you know, I see that being an attractive option as well, you know.
For more information on Chris and the future of the River Bride, or maybe you would like to get involved in education workshops, follow Save Our Bride Otters online or the Cork Nature Network. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.